Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That is so very much for sure. We appreciate that. And guys, just take the opportunity to go to our website, theunionedge.com. Sign up for our e-activist newsletter. If your local, your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in it together, and we're all working real hard to improve our communities. And joining us now, our friends Wally and Trish from our Walmart in the Fight for 15. Guys, welcome back.
Thank you, Charles.
Wally, welcome back, man. Welcome back, Trish. We appreciate it. Hey, you guys were in New York City yesterday, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Historic moment.
Sounds like fun, Wally. First of all, tell me, why were you in New York City? What's going on?
Well, we need to stand all together for low-wage workers to show solidarity that we all need an increase in wages up to 15 an hour. So we stood with them because they stand with us in the same fight.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, Trish, you were telling me a little bit about this. As the day was progressing, and you guys had a long day, and God bless you for doing what you were doing, but as the day was progressing, you were walking down the street with like 30,000 of your closest friends, weren't you?
Yes, we were. It was amazing. Like I said earlier, like, I've never been a part of this, a cause so big. I mean, our Walmart's big, but there was many, many, so many people there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, you know, and the details are a little bit different from person to person, but the story is pretty much the same, isn't it, Trish?
It's very similar, yes.
Yeah, and everybody's, you know, just, hey, you know what, I work hard, I bring the company a lot of money, I'd like to be treated with respect on the job, and, you know, hey, it's a wonderful thing. Hey, Wally, for you, what was the most outstanding moment of the day?
The most?
Absolutely.
I'm not going to say that there was the most definite one I liked. I liked the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything, it's just the people there that were showing solidarity that was in the rally itself. But not only that, The many people who are along the streets, I mean, I doubt they were business owners, but, you know, the employees come out and watched us walk down the street, and they were all applauding us. So we're getting the message out there, you know. And it's a shame it takes a big group like this to do a big city like that to get the word out. But you know what? If that's what it takes, that's what we're going to do.
Hey, Wally, what do you say to those people that said, oh, the unions just bust a bunch of people into town and paid them to go out and walk down the street? What do you say to that?
Well, I can't swear on air, so, you know,
yeah.
I have to say, you know, bull crap. You know, there was nobody paid to come out there to ride, to walk down with us. I mean, there were union members there. There was the business trades were there. The AFL-CIO come out there,
mm-hmm.
but they supported us, but I'd say 80% was the workers and their causes that took time out of their schedule and their day to come up there and do what they think was right.
There you go. And you were saying that you guys got a lot of public support too, huh?
Oh, yeah, especially down toward Times Square. When we got down there, I mean, people, I don't know what they were doing, vacationing or just whatever, but, I mean, I have some videos, some pictures of people just, you know, cheering us on, clapping, you know. I even have a little bit of a video of a McDonald's manager giving us the hoo-ha sign, you know, like, you know, keep moving, you know, march on, you know, showing us her support.
There you go. Hey, Trish, any memorable things for you? What really stood out for you?
I could not, this one, like, different part. I mean, there was just so many things going on all at once. I mean, it's hard to pinpoint. It was a lot of orders there, not just
reactions.
We did do three actions yesterday, so it was like nonstop moving yesterday, and it was awesome.
Well, there you go. Now, you guys are actually on your way back home to Pittsburgh right now. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And when are you guys going to get back home? Do you know?
We should be back probably about 5:30. We're in Harrisburg right now.
There you go. All right. So, I mean, Wally, what's the next steps on this? I mean, more and more people come out every time you guys go out and you hit the streets. What's the next step?
Keep on pushing. You know, get the word out. Do not stop. Do not stand back for 1 second. You just got to keep pushing them. Keep pushing the businesses. You know, what they're doing at Walmart. You know, we know we're getting under Walmart's skin. You know, we know we're pushing them. They just closed 5 stores last Monday due to plumbing problems in 5 different states.
Wow. So, substandard plumbing all across the country? I guess that's what happens when you build non-union.
Well, hey, you know, you got a point there because, but 5 stores all to go down one day. I mean, I really can't speak on it because I don't know the specifics, but I know the one store in Pico Rivera, California, we have a big presence of our Walmart out there, and they had just won from the NLRB to get their jobs back because it was found that, believe it or not, Walmart was illegal in what they did. So, and that was like 3 months ago. Now they just closed the store down for plumbing problems.
Ah, there you go. So, hey, Wally, let me ask Trish one more question. Trish, as a woman, let me ask you a question. A lot of women working in these organizations, what should they do? Should they join their union, and why?
Try that again. You broke up.
You know what, guys? I think we're losing you a little bit. What we're going to do is we'll get you back on when we're coming back, when you get back here into town, okay?
Okay.
So, all right, we'll talk to you again soon. That was Wally and Trish from The Hour Walmart. You know, they went to New York. They took part in the rallies in New York, as you can hear from them before we started losing them, that a lot of support from the unions in New York, a lot of support from other employees in New York, a lot of support from the community in New York. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So folks, I mean, you know, you keep on, keep on, keep working it, keep pushing it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen for the right reasons. And, you know, I got to tell you, the naysayers that are out there, these men and women, they have a lot, and I mean a lot, of friends all over the country. It's not just a union thing. This is an American thing. And it's Americans standing up for Americans, that's for sure. And they are supporting their communities. What are you doing? I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.